Vocabulary with comments. Number 6, prepositions. Now, I think prepositions are sort of difficult to remember. They have that annoying habit of changing meaning depending on the case of their object. But also, the words just seem more foreign to me than others for some reason. Actually, there are many Greek prepositions that we use in the same way that the Greeks did, attached to nouns and other words, and they mean pretty much the same things. So I'll go through them and just point out some of these things as I go along. So, ana means up or upwards. Ana. In Greek, we'll find a word anabino. It means I go up. Ana, and like bino is sort of like the movement, but there's kata bino, we'll encounter that later, I go down. So ana is up, kata is down. So ana up, kata down. Anti means instead of, for, or against. And obviously in English, you know, anti is the obvious Greek cognate there. So anti, in Greek we say it anti. Apa means away from. Now notice, if you look at the circle, apa doesn't originate from within the circle. It's something that starts out of the circle. So I move away from you. An apostle is one who leaves, you know, goes to somewhere to preach. Apostello is a Greek in verb that we'll learn. It means I send. Apa, away from. Dia means through or on account of. And this one is very different depending on the case of its object. So if I say this, I do this, dia, on account of trying to help you or something, on account of my great learning, I'm trying to teach you Greek, dia with the accusative. But dia with the genitive is more of the spatial idea, and it means through. So like, I don't know, in English, dialogue, dialogue, through word we have this conversation. We try to come to some meaning through dialogue, dialogue, through word, dialogue. So dia in Greek means through or on account of. Ace means into. So that one's we use a lot the same way in English. We talk about eisegesis, or you could pronounce it, I suppose, eisegesis, but it means like reading meaning into a text, not deriving meaning from the text, but reading meaning into the text, ace, or we say it, ice, egesis, into. Okay, so ace means into. Now, ek or x means out of. And notice that this line comes from within the circle on the diagram chart, so it's like out of. So exegesis is what we try to do, right? Get the meaning from out of the text, exegesis. And obviously in English, exit, there are a lot of words that are like that. By the way, whether it's a kappa or a xi depends on the word that follows. So you'll see that as ek, epsilon kappa, but also x. Epsilon C. In just means in. And that one's happy because it's very much like English. In, like in, within, inside. So in, sometimes it can mean on or among in Greek, but usually it just means in. Epi means on. Now you can see there are a lot of variations of this with the accusative on, to, or against, with the genitive on, over, or when, with the dative on the basis of. At. So there are some nuances to this, but epi, if you just think of it meaning on, it usually gets you in the right direction. So you might think of like an epigram in English. You put that on top of a word, you know, like it's something you add on top of what's already been said, an epigram, epi. In Greek, we say epi to get the accent right, okay? Kata means down. Or down from with the genitive, according to, throughout, or during with the accusative. So again, kata can mean something very different depending on the case of the object. But just think of kata as meaning down, okay, down from. So I mentioned the word anabino, mean going up. Kata or katabino means going down. Kata, going down. Now, with the accusative, realize that you'll see, and you will see this a certain amount. With the accusative, it means according to. One of the most obvious places you'll see that is when you pick up a Greek New Testament, and it will say, for example, kata Matthaion, which means according to Matthew, which is the title of the first gospel, or kata Ioannin, according to John, kata. And notice that those names are in the accusative case because they will change the meaning of the preposition depending on the case of the object. Now, I know you don't know what that means yet, but you will soon, okay? All right. Meta means with or after. Meta. Meta means with or after. I think of English words like metamorphosis or metabolic. It means with, you know, like, or after, depending on how it's used. So, meta. Para means alongside of, from, or beside. Now, normally it means it has this idea of alongside of, like a parable. Para bale in Greek. Bale is like to cast or to throw. So, para bale. You're casting down a similar story to make a point about something else. You put one thing alongside of another. Para. A para bale. You throw it down. Para means alongside of, with the genitive, from, with the dative, beside, or in the presence of. And you'll see that these cases do change the meaning of the prepositions. All right, peri means around or concerning about. Okay, peri, we get that one in English. We talk about, like my mother once had a pericardial infection. It was an infection of the lining around the heart, pericardial, like cardia, you know, like heart, right? So pericardial, around. Or we might think of perhaps a periscope that, you know, it goes up out of the water and looks around. Periscope, it looks around. So peri has a number of English cognates too. Pros means to, toward, or with. And I think about like a prospect who goes toward some sort of goal of some sort, whether they're prospecting for gold or silver or whatever, pros. There probably are better cognates. Maybe you can think of some, pros. Soon means with. And in studying language, we talk about syntax. Anytime you see a Y like that, it's the way that English transliterates the Greek letter upsilon. So syntax is like syntax, where you're talking about how Greek verbs interact with each other, or Greek language phrases and various parts come together soon with each other, syntax. Synagogue, that's another one. Sun agoge, you know, it's like to, ago is to gather. So gather together. Sun agoge, synagogue in Greek. So we in English would say synagogue, but it's, and spell it with a Y, but it's a transliteration of the Greek preposition sun. It means with. Huper means above, or with the genitive, in behalf of. Again, the genitive here, it just kind of changes the meaning completely. But normally, huper, think about it as meaning above, like huper man, right? Superman. And you can see how in Greek we, or in English, we've added the S to huper. But we have lots of like that. Or we might talk about a kid who is hyperactive, huper, above normal activity, hyperactive. And we could talk about all kinds of examples of that. But huper means above, with the genitive in behalf of. And then hupa means under. So huper is above, hupa is under. So, and at the moment, I can't think of a great English cognate for that. Maybe you can. But again, the trick, I think, to getting used to these is starting to recognize how they're used in English, and at least it helps me. The other thing I recommend is really looking at this picture of the prepositions, this blue box, and just look at the spatial diagramming of the prepositions. It helps a lot. Honestly, the best way to get used to the Greek prepositions is to read lots of Greek, and then they just sort of start to sink in. But do the best you can on this. I know this is a challenging vocabulary list, and, you know, good luck with this. I hope you turn out to be a Hooper man and do really well on this.